But yeah, welcome back. So the next time, just push the button. Just push it.
He didn't push record.
Yeah, but you knew what was wrong, and you're like, just point. I'm like, what are you pointing at?
I'm just sitting here.
Just, if you don't see it, the middle chair, if you see something that's wrong, push the damn button.
Now I see why Chris didn't sit here.
You're the middle bitch, right?
I'm skiing.
All right. Well, welcome back to the 406MX podcast, part number two. Sorry for the technical difficulties. Big thanks to Brothers Billiards, Floors by Design, Billings Power Sports, Cowgirl Creativity, and then Yellowstone Valley Trailer Sales. Thank you to all of them. Without them, it wouldn't be possible. So we're gonna pop into what are some of our plans for this year. One big thing that we're doing, us three, are creating a team. It is called the 406MX Podcast Love Knuckle Racing Team. Of course, you know, the 406MX part, it's going to be kind of a lot of our funding, backing, and that kind of thing. And then Chris's team merged with us to create a three-man team. Chris's team is going to help supply us with the pits, pit stops, and stuff like that, and keep us hydrated and what we need. If we need tools or anything, there'll be stuff there for us. So it takes multiple people to get going, and that's what's going to be really nice for all three of us this year. Is we're going to have a great pit crew. I know that you have a good pit crew too. I don't have one. My pit crew literally is running the races. So last year I was literally grabbing water as I was going. Everybody's, you need something? Nah, I'm good. Because I knew going into it that I wasn't going to get one, and which is fine. But I think this year, with me getting back into the racing, I'm going to get it back into racing the big course too, but also racing the vintage class, which I really appreciate your family. And your is she your fiance yet, or what's going on there?
I don't want to go there.
Well,
talk about pressure.
Well, sorry. Well, she's pretty cool, so she helps me out. So, wow.
I had a nerve.
You know, I'm glad you're getting back into this thing. Racing the real man course.
Hey, you race that vintage bike around the little course.
I'd break it.
I did. Every race almost.
Yeah, he starts behind us. You think we can lap him?
Yes. Yes, not
we
on the big
make
bike.
That a goal.
Not on the big bike. No, if I see you guys behind me, I am taking your guys' front ends out.
If I see that yellow banana come up behind me,
it's not gonna be yellow.
I am gonna race the yellow banana bike one time.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. It's gonna be your YZ.
But I am gonna race the YZ. But I will say, pretty excited. I'm gonna run the number 7 Deuce Deuce this year, racing vet class because I can, and. Those guys have to go to work on Monday, too.
You're lucky.
Hey, these two are racing the Open B class and the 406XC. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I know, let's start with you, Chris. I know that you're doing a little bit more racing other than the 406XC. Kind of talk us through what you want and what your races you're going to do. Is I know I'm going to hit most of the same ones you are, so go ahead and... talk us through your series, your schedule for the summer.
So it's still kind of on the fence, but we're probably going to start off the season with the Easter GP in Helena in 2 weeks. Just kind of get a shakedown of the bike. I had all my suspension redone and revalved, so I kind of got to do a shakedown, get a feel for it, make sure everything's ready.
Sometimes you just got to send her, bud.
Main focus is, of course, the 406XC. Series.
I'm gonna pop up the schedule of that for everybody.
Awesome series. I really love what these guys do, what they put on the table, what they do for us, get us these awesome venues to run at. And also on the schedules, a couple hill climbs. I've dabbled into hill climbing a little bit. Last year was my first full year in pro hill climb. Don't really follow a whole lot of series, but you know, kind of here and there here in Billings. So that's pretty much my goal. I think on the schedule I got about 9 or 10 races for the year, so hopefully I can add a little bit more to that, but it's just something to come down the road.
Yeah, so I'm going to hit most of I'm kind of forced to be at all the 406XC races for the most part. My wife runs the timing portion of it, but I bought a 450 at the end of last year, so I'm going to get it. I'm going to do the hill climbing thing this year. When I first got that 450, the deal was I could buy it if I didn't do the Columbus hill climb. Well, I already broke that. I'm doing it.
Why couldn't you do the hill climb?
Because my wife doesn't like that one, which is weird to me, because I think that's the safer one of the bunch.
Cause that's not a bad hill. The first year we had the 406 XC at Columbus, we climbed that hill just fine. You could have damn near went over the top with that extension.
So. Well, they've added some stuff to the top. But she just doesn't like the event. I understand. Because of some of the racers that we all know, especially Branson, I know, got hurt at that race last year, so that was kind of against it. But I promised her about different things. So I'm going to do that, the Rockwell portion of it there. So I don't know if you're doing that one.
If it interferes with the Elk Basin race, probably not, because it seems to do that quite often.
Yeah. I don't think it does, but I think the Rockwell's on Friday. Mm-hmm. So if it does, I'll do the Friday thing, and then I'll the 450 class, and then I'll just head over to Elk Basin from there. But then I'm going to do the Great American. I'm sure you're doing the Great American too.
Yep. Yet to make it over, but I plan on making it over.
Nice. Maybe. I have an idea for you, Branson.
Sorry. Be there with my pom-poms, cheering.
No, hold on. I'm sorry to my sister. Sorry, Destiny. There's a class. I would donate my bike for you to ride. 0 to 700. I'll ride 450 or ride 0 to 7 at one of them, whether it be Big Sky, Great American. I'll loan you the banana, the zook.
You know you want to do it.
I do. That's why.
Sorry, Destiny.
Hon.
But yeah, so
we'll raise the life insurance premium.
You got life insurance? Wow. That's impressive.
Hill climbing's way safer than cross country.
I don't know about that. One of the worst competition crashes I've ever had was in Logan, Iowa at a hill climb where I went full Larry Loop out. I went up the ledge, and my foot caught the edge, and it kind of flew me off the left-hand side when it did that. I actually whiskey threw all that thing, went up in the air, came back, came over top of me, crash of the weekend. I didn't get crashed the weekend because I wasn't local. They gave it to a local guy. I should have got that $100. But no, I'm pretty excited. I'm getting back into a little bit more racing this year. I mean, I'm not going to go crazy, I'm going to do the scrambles at the BMC this year.
That's another one on my schedule.
So one of the other things that I am going to try to do is I'm going to try to hit a lot of the BMC races when I'm in town, because they do a point series for each class and with the vet class and stuff. So I'll probably try to do a couple flat tracks here and there and that too, so I can get points. They used to do that back in the day. Last year was the first year they started doing it again. I remember it forces everybody to race a motocross, the scrambles, flat tracks, and stuff like that. And my dad won that championship in the Vet B class, actually. So it'd be pretty cool if I could do that too. So it'd be kind of fun. If my dad still has that trophy, we can, if I can get one like that, we can sit together, you know, take a picture, kind of one of those bucket list item deals I really want to try. So other than that, I'm going to try to hit some of that little stuff. But of course, 406 XC is, I'm at every single one with stuff like that. So I'm really excited. The whole team thing, I really want to push this podcast to a new level. And I think that we're the three that can really do that. I appreciate everybody that watches and shares our page too. I really want to get this out there. I want to help. This year I want to help us. And then next year I want to help us plus somebody else. And stuff like that. I want to kind of grow it into a very low budget team. I mean, we're now a factory team. We're not, I'm not made of money at the same time, but I want to make it the best that I can just to help out my buddies or people that deserve it, some help. So I can't wait for that. And thanks to your part of your team stepping up and being in the pit crew thing and helping us out at the races. I'll help some stuff. And then we'll have a nice little pit set up, and we'll have some banners and stuff like that. So it's going to be as professional as we can make it look, but also because I want the podcast to be more of a professional setting also. And this podcast, I really want, with doing this, I'm really excited you guys want to be here with me doing this, because I think us three are very knowledgeable about the sport and about motorcycles as a whole, and I think we can have a lot of fun with this and be, and I think it's not going to just be my baby, it's going to be ours, and I want all three of us to be, want to do this and stuff like that, and I think, and you guys are very good at it, so I'm excited for that to, for all this to happen. I have a lot of good things in mind. I redid some of our major sponsorship this year with Brothers Billiards and Floors by Design. I talked to him the other day, and he said he would do it, and I gave him the same shit I gave him last year. He said he was going to probably do the same thing he did last year, so it's going to help us out a bunch. I'm really, really excited. So I'll start with Chris first. What is your goal of being on a team this year? What's your goal?
Biggest goal is, I guess, just, you know, try to, like Brendan said, Branson and I are in the same class. The goal is to try and get us both at that top step, and we are teammates, and we end up finding each other a lot and going back and forth, but I'm hoping we can definitely get our name out there and show everyone that we're really in this thing, and we want to make a dent.
All right, Branson, same question. What is your goal for, like, your racing, but also of being on a team and stuff like that?
Yeah, so my main focus is going to be the 406 XC series. As of now, I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to hit every round. Got some other things going on, unfortunately, this year, but I'll do my best to be there, and if I can't race, I'm definitely going to be there to help and support, and like I said, I'll be there with my pom-poms on the side of the track, so that's my main focus. We'll see, but yeah, I'd love to just, it's what we all like to do, right? And like Chris mentioned, hopefully when I do, or the races I can do or do them all, that him and I are up there battling for that top spot, and selfishly I'd like to get it over him, but
I expect if you guys are battling for the lead, somebody they needs to hit the dirt, boys. I want you guys to come back to the pit smiling ear to ear and say, I got you. I got you.
That's what I wanted last year. But see, here's Chris and here's me. Maybe somebody in between, but I'm a minute, 2-3 minutes behind. I just couldn't get him. Except Billings, but he had some, he was dizzy or something.
Yeah, I had some dehydration and breathing issues in Billings, and I wasn't having it.
I think I just beat him as an excuse.
I want to bring up one race last year in particular. How did it feel, Branson, that your brother-in-law loaned a bike to your competition at Elk Basin?
Thank you.
And he ended up, what place did he end up? Like third? Second. How'd that feel?
You know,
take it down memory lane here. Yeah. Like, you were mad at me.
On a borrowed bike.
You might have been pretend mad, but you were still mad. I show up Sunday morning because I wasn't able to make it for the pre-ride as at my brother's wedding, which, thankfully, looking back on, because I think the pre-ride is kind of a mess.
I think you passed a bike that was stuck there on the trail.
Yeah, there was a bike. I thought about kicking it further down the ravine, but that was nice.
Please don't, because we had a hard time finding it.
It was on the road.
Yeah, but trying to see it from down below was
it was almost the farthest point back. It was like
going.
It was when you start coming back towards. But yeah, be up there with Chris and battling, and yeah, get the team name out there. My goal for the team, just you guys have both done a lot of work and put in maybe a little more than I have, just with Chris and his team doing.
It's still young. It's still young, buddy.
It is still young.
See, he brings the pit crew. You bring the pit setup.
Ooh, I can do that.
I don't know. It'll be a team effort. I'm just really excited for it. I know we hinted about it, but since even this week we made some big gains of what wanted to be done, we're going to we're on two different manufacturers, three with my 450. So it's going to be, but we're all, we figured out a way that we're going to have the same graphic kit just in different colors. For each bike and stuff like that. So I think it's going to be really cool. It's going to be matching graphics, but they're not going to be all exactly the same. They're going to be the same style, but for a different brands, which will be really cool. This has all been a dream of mine to do that. It's a good way to grow the podcast, but also it's something I wanted to do, and I couldn't pick two better people to start this with and grow it.
I think I speak for us both. I really appreciate your effort and all this, and you know, when I was young and first kind of got into dirt bikes and whatnot, you know, I was like, oh, to be on a team, it just seemed like this really cool thing. And to be honest, it still is a cool thing.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. It's like,
so, we're not star racing Yamaha, but we'll build up to it.
They're gonna like look down on us and go, we want to be like them someday. You watch this, boys.
Hopefully.
But yeah, so that's kind of our goal this season. We really appreciate everybody watching today. I really appreciate you guys coming in. And sorry about the technical difficulties. I'll work on that some more, figure out. I might need to do something with my Wi-Fi router. I think that might be what's kind of going on. So, well, thank you guys for coming. All this is going to do is gonna get better. Thanks for everybody for watching on the Facebook Live. It'll do better. But for a first time, sorry that we had to do two different videos, but it is what it is this time. So until next time, thank you to our sponsors, Brothers Billiards, Floors by Design, Billings Power Sports, Calgo Creativity, and Yellowstone Valley Trailer Sales. All local besides Calgo Creativity. She's near the Belgrade Three Forks area. But we really appreciate her stepping up. She was one of the first ones that reached out to me that said she wanted to do something. And we decided to do a little bit of horse trading with that. So that's how we're going to get our banners and stuff like that. She's the one that's done my logo for the 46MX podcast. She's done one for my other podcast I'm starting with my pool stuff. So she's done a lot for me, and I really appreciate that. Yellowstone Valley Trailer Sales, they're new this year. They came on late last year. So that's really cool that they come on board. Those guys are really nice people. I'm actually going to take my camper to them right as I get it out of storage for the year. Because I had at that race where we were stuck in the mud, I might have bent a trailer jack when they and I couldn't fix it. So I'm going to take my stuff to them. Billings Power Sports has been a personal sponsor of mine for quite a few years now. Can't thank Dax enough. Dax is the reason why that I am where I am with my riding and where I was and stuff like that, because he's helped me out with some parts and stuff like that, but also got me riding a little bit more with him and just loving the sport, as I was starting to get burnt out a little bit. And a guy like him is just super into it, because it's literally his livelihood. Got me riding a little bit more with him and stuff like, and you know, and so really appreciate him. This podcast is another reason that it's lighting the fire underneath me a little bit. Because I have so many irons in the fire, but this is adding this iron to the fire, helped me want to ride more again. So I'm really excited for that. And this team thing, I really want, that's going to help me, motivate me, because I don't want to be the weak link. I don't want to be far behind you guys. I don't want you to have to wait for me on the pre-rides and stuff. But you will. But really, thank you guys. We'll do this again, hopefully, very common. Maybe at least get one of you in each week. If not, if we all can come in as many weeks as possible, I'm up for all three of us. I will make everything is a growing for me, and so I'm working on everything, so it'll get better and better. So until next time, we'll see you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.